Valentine's Day.
Hey, this is Jared Goodstadt, the creator and composer and music writer of Valentine's Day in Hell. We created this bonus episode so you could hear some conversations about how we put this project together. And we made this whole podcast very quickly over the past few weeks at the Audio Chateau, our headquarters in Mandeville Canyon. You're going to hear conversations with Femme, Carly, Ian Dior, Jaden, and even Adam Carolla, our very own Satan. I hope that you enjoy the behind-the-scenes conversations. These are really, really cool, in-depth conversations with some of the most creative and amazing artists in the space right now. All of these artists are super streamers doing incredible things, and it's even more incredible how they pivoted into this world of podcasting during COVID and how we're being creative with music discovery. And then Adam, who's a podcast pioneer, I believe Guinness Book record holder for most downloaded podcasts, just having him involved really represents two sides of the coin, the OGs of podcasting and some of the new Gs. So check it out. Hi, I'm here with Carly Hansen. Hello.
Hello, what's good?
I'm good. So you play yourself in Valentine's Day in Hell. Thank you for playing yourself.
Thank you for having me, for thinking of me. This is such a cool thing that you guys are doing.
It is certainly an interesting thing and interesting time for music. You and I met during the middle of COVID madness, mm-hmm. and I believe someone on your publishing team, Jake. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jake. Shout out Jake Livingston.
Yeah, Jake, the homie from Primary Wave.
Yes.
Said, you got to get with this girl. She's incredibly talented. We were just finishing up Halloween in Hell mm-hmm. with Ian and 24 and Machine Gun Kelly, and we really thought we were onto something pretty interesting, but then you came in with one of the other cast members, Femme, who's also an incredible writer. Mm-hmm. And the first day you came in, we just picked up the guitar and started writing a song, which became like the bedrock of your involvement in this. So thank you for doing the song as well. What's the song about exactly? Because even though I was writing with you, I'm still trying to figure it out.
So I came in that day and you said it was, you know, middle of quarantine, and I was learning how to, so I have two roommates, and living with people and who are already your best friends can be, you know, a lot sometimes. And COVID, especially quarantine, makes that a little bit harder. So I just had some feelings I needed to release about, you know.
A lot of people are either loving each other more or like it's the end of certain mm-hmm, things for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just a hard time that I pushed through and just needed to write about it. You know, living with people can be hard sometimes. You know, you want your space. They're going through something. You're going through it with them because you're so close to each other, and you can't leave the house because the world is ending outside. So
everyone's handled it differently. You know, the truth is that's the sort of thing. It's like I'm a creative person. I basically use all of quarantine, like every second of it, to basically forget that a world even existed and just mm-hmm. work. I saw the day that you came here, we had never worked together, but it's awkward. You meet someone the first day, it's mm-hmm. like, what are we gonna do? But we really did kind of, even though we're a bit of a generational gap between our ages, I think that our commonality of the music that we like right now and the way alternative's coming back in a pretty amazing way, like, how would you describe your music to, mm-hmm. you know, maybe describe it to someone who's my age or older, who's not really understanding how all these things play together?
I just think that, like, my sound is a huge mesh of my inspirations. So like Justin Bieber was my biggest inspiration up until I was like, you know, he still is even. And then you have like Nirvana, who I grew up listening to all the time. Kurt has always been a huge inspiration for me. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tracy Chapman, but plus like Taylor Swift and like
you and I, it's crazy. I would just stop you there for a second because we have so much in common in that regard. Mm-hmm. I actually grew up with all the stuff that you probably discovered later, but now I'm discovering my love of Justin Bieber and Taylor because I have kids, and I'm like, you know, I'm not afraid to say it. I fucking love Justin Bieber and I love Taylor Swift a lot. Like the new song that Bieber just put out, I'm like, this is incredible.
It is so good. One of his best songs.
Probably honestly. In a while.
I really, really like that one. But
the Chili Peppers thing, I see that with like all these, like, you know, for years when I was in the studio seeing top liners come in and do their thing. But then like this kid, Omer Fetty, show up kind of like a Frusciante type who played on Mood and wrote Mood. Mm-hmm. I look at like what he's doing. And for years, the music business has wanted rock and alternative to come back. It just always comes back through like the wrong vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of a different thing because now that cross between pop music, all the the melodies that you came up with on the song are incredible. They're pop melodies, but the topics are sort of dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where I think the big open lane is right now. And I think that's what's cool.
Agree. I agree. One of my biggest inspirations is Lil Peep. And he does that same thing where like, not for every song, but a lot of his songs are very pop, but he's talking about some of the darkest, you know, shit. And I think that's what a lot of this generation does really easy.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and look, this is a good dovetail into the podcast itself. So like, we have found an amazing group of people for the first podcast with Halloween, with Ian24 and Machine Gun Kelly, and even Dana and Femme, and almost creating a different lane for people. You know, I was telling you that with all the artists that we explain this to, it immediately makes sense to them, but it's their managers, their labels, and their agents that are just like, wait, you want to do a play? You want to put her on a podcast?
Musical theater?
Yeah, it's musical theater. So like, what attracted you to wanting to do this, knowing that, you know, this is just a strange time where you probably at this point in your career be touring like crazy and maybe in a different year not able to do stuff like this?
I just think it's cool. Like I like you said, like it's different. It's not something that I've heard anybody do yet. And I've always not wanted to act, but I love this kind of shit. And I just thought it would be fun. And also I'm bored as fuck. Like I like easily would want to do something this cool.
Who are some of your dream collabs right now that you want to work with, just off the top of your head?
070 Shake. She's amazing. I mean, like Justin Bieber later, maybe soon, hopefully, maybe.
I see it this year.
Yeah, that would be fucking sick. Dominic Fike. I love Dominic Fike. Dominic Fike. Who else?
And you just played me. Who were you just playing?
Oh, Gene Dawson.
Yeah.
He's so good. Working with him all week. Super excited for that.
And the last thing I would say is, you know, you have a really big industry push right now happening. I saw at the end of last year, shout out to Billboard putting you on the 21 under 21. Sadly, I never made lists when I was in my 20s or 30s or 40s, but I survived. But is that a lot of pressure to see that? The names that you're with are pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it's really cool that, and I mean this in a respectful way, to me, it jumped out because, you know, even though I had just met you, I wasn't as, you know, familiar with your music up until we met. Mm-hmm. But seeing your name with some pretty huge heavyweights on there, do you feel pressure with that or is that just a good thing?
I don't feel pressure about like stuff like that. I think it was really, really cool for me to see that because sometimes like, it's just cool to see rewards like that. And to be in that group of people was just really, I'm so honored. And it just makes me want to go harder, though. And it makes me want to get to the level that that some of those other people like Billie Eilish are at. It just really makes me want to go even crazier.
This is, we're honored that you're part of this podcast. This is part of our In Hell series, and this is going to be a kick-ass, not only, you know, musical adventure, but a great soundtrack. Excited to have your song involved. Excited to record all the acting stuff with you right now. Is there anything else you'd want to shout out that's coming up that people should know about?
Working on my first full-length album, so let's go, baby. Thank you so much.
Justin Bieber vibes, I'm praying for it.
Yes.
Let's go. All right.
Yo, what's up? I'm Carly Hansen, and this song is called I Hate Your Room. And I wrote this with Femme. Shout out, Femme. We love you. Jingle Jared, what's good, bruh? And me, moi. Let's run it up.
I'm here with Femme, who is back for the sequel from Halloween in Hell. And where are we this time? Where in hell, or what hellish adventure is happening this time?
Oh, boy. It's like a TikTok nation in hell.
And what's more hellish than Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I feel like that's the most hellish holiday on the face of the earth.
For anyone who's uninitiated to the world of Femme, tell us a bit about what you've been up to this year, because when I met you, you have so much going on. You're kind of like in front of the scenes, behind the scenes, you're writing for artists, you got your own project. What's been going on since Halloween?
So much. I dropped an EP in December. It's full of amazing, inappropriate language. You should totally check it out. It's called How You Stop Hating Yourself, Part One. And I've just been focused a lot on like my Discord and mental health. I talk a lot about that stuff with my fans, and we just have a really cool community. So I'm mostly just engaging with my fans and writing a bunch of music right now, working with a bunch of different people on their stuff too.
I always say you're like the glue of this project, because everyone that I possibly work with are always like, oh, I already work with her. So like, who you've worked with? Ian, who's part of this project?
So many songs with Ian now at this point. It's crazy.
And Jaden, So What, you wrote?
Yes, with Feldy and Travis Barker.
It's crazy.
Such a good song.
And from our previous cast, you were part of the Downfalls High project that just came out.
Yeah. Kells had the movie, and then I was on Hotel Diablo with him, and he's on a song of mine. I just feel like everyone involved, I've just known.
This is crazy. I feel like there's like a whole scene of alternative stuff. Like, oh, and More Glue, because Carly, we wrote the song with her for this project.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
It is crazy. It's like basically you could run your own casting agency.
Damn.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's start a business.
Let's do it.
So, this is an interesting project. So podcasting and acting, you killed it in the first one. Is acting something that you're doing more of? Because you obviously just did Downfalls High. Like, is that part of your plan?
Yeah, I read a bunch of scripts last year and was auditioning a bunch before all this stuff happened. And I definitely like have a few projects of my own that I want to make. So totally. I think it just like is part of the femme world to come across in all different art forms, you know?
It's actually so interesting. And Sam, who's our producer here, will probably nod his head and say, I agree. The artists, the music artists who have come into act have come in way more prepared than the actors for our world of podcast stuff. Like, you actually ran the lines. You knew your character.
Wow.
Many of the actors, because it's like, if we're working with sitcom actors or film actors, they'll be like, let me see the script for the first time when they're here. And I'm like, oh, really? Oh, what? I say that? Oh, I do that? And like you, Oliver, Carly, you guys are like all super into this process, which I kind of appreciate. And like,
yeah, I feel like I would be so scared not to know what I would be reading.
And, the theme of this Valentine's Day is really about 2020 last year kind of sucked, and then 2021 is actually lightening up a little bit, but I don't think that many people have like grand plans for this Valentine's Day. So we wanted to like reinforce that whether you have a date or you don't have a date this year or you're solo, this is just another thing you can do at Valentine's Day. So what sort of big Valentine's Day plans do you got this year?
My favorite thing about Valentine's Day is the aesthetic, the colors. It's just so cute. And that's pretty much the only thing I like about Valentine's Day. So I'll probably like craft or something. Yeah, I don't have any plans.
There's a lot of like expectations and like sad people on Valentine's Day from both sides, because people expect like, oh, it's the one day you show somebody love.
I guess the best part about this Valentine's Day is we won't have to walk around seeing everyone else in love. We can just be like alone.
True. And in this instance of our actual show, we get to have like Satan like really fuck up a party.
Yeah.
So like even better.
I know.
And we get to go to hell.
Yes. I'll probably just listen to this on Valentine's Day.
You contributed a song aside from the Carly song, which we wrote together. You're going to be performing on This Love Sucks. What's that song about? And how did you write it?
It's basically just an anti-love Valentine's Day bop, and I can write that from my own experiences. I don't need any other inspo than my broken heart for that one.
All right, well, we're going to play the full song that if people like it, they can go to your Spotify, our Spotify, and find the soundtrack.
Hey, it's Fem. Go check out This Love Sucks from the podcast Valentine's Day in Hell. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
What I'm leaving. and try to give it all, but it never was enough. Can we just talk about how we turn it off? Yeah, this love sucks. This love sucks. This love sucks. Try to give it all, but it never was enough. First you wanna fight, and then you wanna fuck. Yeah, this love sucks. Nah, 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 nah.
Valentine's Day in Hell was created by Jared Goodstadt. Executive producers are Jared Goodstadt, Jimmy Jelinek, and Sam Winter. All music from Valentine's Day in Hell was written and produced by Jared Goodstadt and Jeff Peters, with contributions from Ian Dior, Ashworth, Femme, Tyler Posey, and Audio Chateau. All episodes were directed by Jared Goodstadt and Jimmy Jelinek, with editing and sound design by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Associate producers are Richard Regal, Ashley Arndt, and Emma Rapolt. Produced for Audio Up by Tyler Dorson, Johnny Gracia, and Phil Aberstadt. Legal and Business Affairs by Jason Boyarski. For episode music, please visit Spotify, Live by Live, Triller, and or wherever you find good music. Valentine's Day in Hell is a production of Audio Up. For the full list of production credits, behind-the-scenes footage, and source material, please visit audioup.com.
Breaking up is hard to do, but when it comes to your wireless carrier, you should have left a while ago. You deserve better. Xfinity Mobile. Break free from the big three.
Get unlimited with 5G included for $30 a month when you get 4 lines on Xfinity Mobile. Prices may vary and are subject to change. Reduce speeds at 20 gigabytes per line.